Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. It is a Wednesday here on Roto Grinders. It's the Daily Fantasy Fix, and I am Dan Bach, all brought to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Thanks them so much for sponsoring the Fix, and if you haven't played over there in a while, give them a run this baseball season. NFL coming up as well. They got some preseason offerings, and of course, I've been hinting at the live final for NFL. I'm excited to see that they're going to be offering one. Of course, they've got their golf live final this weekend. Best of luck going out to Grant over at Roto Grinders, so hopefully he can take that down. But they're going to be having something for NFL and cannot wait until that is unveiled to you. And again, if you appreciate a lot of the free stuff that we have here, like the Happy Hour show, this podcast, then make a deposit over there. Give them an opportunity to earn your business. And at the best rake prices you're going to find anywhere, pretty much in the DFS space right now. They're doing rake-free head-to-head games, which they're not limiting the amount of games you can play. It's incredible. So if you're playing head-to-head, you might as well give them a look with commission-free games over on Fantasy Draft. Today on the podcast, we got a lot to talk about because yesterday we got new rollouts on FanDuel and DraftKings for this NFL season that I have got to opine about. And then we've got baseball tonight, 10-game slate for you on a Wednesday. So that's what we've got lined up for you. Let's jump on in with it. And we'll start with the industry topics, and we'll start with FanDuel. You know, a year ago they rolled out their Friends Leagues, and I was fairly critical of this because I thought that the concept was good, but I think the implementation of it was very, very poor a year ago. The way that it was set up, you know, your leagues didn't run for cash if not everybody put in money each week. There was, you know, it was just kind of sloppily done. Like, there was no accountability to people, like, in terms of, like, calling it a season-long league and a DFS league. It just didn't work because, honestly, the one thing that they really needed to do was if you wanted to make it a season-long league, well, in season-long leagues, everybody pays their money up front, and that was something that they didn't offer. Well, they fixed things up a good bit over at FanDuel with these championship friends leagues, where now it's set up more like your season-long league, which is great, in that everybody will pay whatever the fee is up front at the beginning of the year. If you want to do a $50 buy-in, you can do a $50. If you want to do $100, you can do that. If you want to do, I don't know if you can do as low as $5. I haven't looked. They don't have the specs up, but I'm guessing that they can have a number of different buy-in levels for your group. And in terms of how many people you can have in your group, I'm not sure. I think I saw somewhere 20 was looking like the limit, but don't quote me on that yet. Again, these aren't live yet on the site. They had the press release out, and they basically have a, you know, notify me when they're ready to hit the market. So they're not out yet. So basically going on what I've read in articles and press releases and whatnot. So, but either way, you know, you can set up a league with your buddies before the season starts or at any point in time while the season is going. And everything is upfront in terms of the payment. And I think that's important because that was the biggest problem I've heard from people with these leagues last year was, yeah, it sucks. We set up the league, but unless we've got, you know, the right number of people paying in every week, it doesn't run. And that was frustrating for people. But if everybody's putting their money in up front, there's accountability for them to play. And obviously, as the year goes on, they compile the records up the, you know, so you basically have a new drafting team every single week. But you know, the totality of those drafts throughout the season are added up, and then you find out who your winner is. And one thing that they're doing that you don't usually get in your typical season-long leagues is, you know, obviously with the playoffs, daily fantasy is very relevant. Week 18, or excuse me, week 17 is very relevant because in DFS, you're just redrafting every week and you don't have to worry about players sitting. So there are a lot of aspects that I think are really beneficial to this setup. And I think that this is what they should have dropped last year. I think that the game that they dropped last season was flawed. It was an attempt for them and DraftKings. I don't want to set, just single out FanDuel here. DraftKings problem had similar problems with the way that their leagues were set up. And I commend FanDuel for taking that feedback and making the appropriate changes to it this year. And one thing that I did read as well is that apparently, you know, the commissioner can decide to take a certain portion out of the total kitty to award like the highest score for that week. So, you know, if you do a $100 league for the season and, you know, you want 10 bucks each week to go to whoever has the highest score that week, that really drives incentive to people to keep playing every single week. It's something that we actually do in our regular season-long league as well, where if you have high score, you know, you get a little bit of money for that week. So that's something that they added to this, and I'm excited for it, and I want to really commend FanDuel for doing that. The one fix that I would make though is that, from my understanding, is the commissioner can't tweak how long the league runs. Where if you started today, it's going to run probably through the end of the playoffs. Where in an ideal world, you should be able to set it, okay, we want to run a six-week league, or we want to run one that runs through week 17, or we only want to run one that runs 3 or 4 weeks. Like, I think that the one thing to remember, and I know that it's always more complex in coding and making products the more bells and whistles you add, but the more options you give players, commissioners, the more interested people are going to be in these things. And I think that's one little thing that they missed out on, because, you know, if I run a league, not necessarily am I going to necessarily really want to run one league all the way through the playoffs. So this gives you an opportunity to kind of set that limit. But from what I know, that's not implemented in this iteration. So hopefully that's something they can build upon next year. And it'll be interesting to see if these things, become more standard and whether they transfer across other sports. I think it makes a whole lot of sense because, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, season-long fantasy football is not a flawed game. Season-long fantasy basketball is a flawed game. Because you've got rest the final week or two of the season when you've got playoffs and blah, 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 and it's just too long. And then season-long baseball, not really a flawed game, but it doesn't capture the attention of people. Like, you don't necessarily need to be running you run fantasy baseball. Like, it's hard for people these days, especially younger people, to have the attention to grind that out for 6.5 months. So setting these games up with different parameters, different, you know, length of season, I think is really, really smart. And I expect them to potentially, you know, do more along those lines moving forward. But this iteration, way better than they came out with last year. And I'll be curious to see if DraftKings does something different or similar with their leagues. They'd be best served too. Because if they don't, then hands down, in my opinion, you're better off playing on FanDuel than DraftKings with that current setup. I just think it's far superior than having people have to pay every single week. Have them all pay it up front and then draft their teams every week. People don't draft, that's on them. The money's already in. It's credit to the people who do go in and end up playing. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if you require people to pay every week, eventually people are going to flake out and not do it. So good job, FanDuel. And then DraftKings had a big media day, I guess, out in New York yesterday. Invite must have got lost in the mail. I don't know. But one announcement that they did have, which was terrific, and something that I've been banging on their door for going on like 3 years since they bought Draft Street, was to bring Pick'ems, Pick'em style games to their platform. And this is something that if you played on a site called Draft Street many years ago, this is one of the things they had. And I was surprised that, you know, when that transition took place, they didn't end up implementing them. And I understand, you know, that, you know, because they had, they DraftStreet was a really innovative site. I mean, they had snake drafts, they had pick 'em drafts, they had salary cap. They had three different game styles on their platform. Might have been overkill considering the time that we were and the fact that there wasn't major liquidity in Daily Fantasy at the time, but they were far, far ahead of themselves in terms of, you know, game development innovations. And, you know, that was one of the great things they had going for them. So when DraftKings bought them, I thought, you know, okay, well, they're buying this platform. You got to think they're going to implement some of those things from this platform, but they never did. And I understand, you know, snake drafts, that a quick creation of a snake draft type of game, lobby, whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of dev work that goes into that, especially when you consider the desktop versus the mobile, and that it's just a completely different kind of style of game. So I understand, like, that was something that wasn't going to happen overnight, but I also think they've dragged their feet way too long on that front, they and FanDuel. And we've seen, you know, a site like Draft take major, major market share in this when if FanDuel or DraftKings would have offered it, it would have been that much more difficult for them to do that. And they basically turned it into, what, a $40 million valuation, I think it was, with that Paddy Power Betfair acquisition. So they really allowed a competitor to enter this space when they should have built that technology up. They absolutely should have. But I understand that particular technology was going to take a lot of tech to accomplish. And but I think maybe looking back, that's one thing they wish they probably could have done. But Pick'ems, for me, were just a simple ad that they've never been able to accomplish. So, and I, if you don't know what it is, basically what this is a tiered pick'em game where you've got eight tiers, I believe, and maybe 8 to 10 players per tier, and then you pick one player in every tier. So you're going to have an eight-man team, and it's going to be dependent on who you pick in each particular tier. So, and it sounds like, you know, that it's simple. Well, guess what? It is simple. Like, there is no salary cap involved with it. It's just picking who you think is going to score the most players, and it's your still your team versus the opponent's team. So if you could still, as far as I know, at least previously, you'd been able to do head-to-heads, you'd have these in tournaments and etc. But the concept was very, very simple. And but there's still, you know, competitive edge to be had in this. Maybe not as much as you have in salary cap, but I think that's also a reason why you offer it, is because it's a simplified game that, you know, the edge for the sharp players is going to be a lot smaller than you have in the salary cap games. But it was so easy. It's so easy to set up that I was surprised that they weren't able to do it until now. And I know that they had to rebuild this new kind of platform, which, of course, we've got the arcade mode on, which after that discussion with Mark over there at DraftKings, you know, he made the basically put forth that it's going to be easier for us to implement new things now that this new quote-unquote platform is built. So maybe we'll see some more of these type of innovations out there, but Pick'em is going to be just a nice, easy, kind of casual game for you out there, and it's something that it was a long time coming, and I'm happy that DraftKings did it. I'm curious to see if we see anything else, though. You know, yesterday was the big kind of media push. I didn't hear anything about arcade mode NFL. You got to think they're going to do it. But I haven't heard anything on that front. FanDuel didn't launch NFL Mix-Up, so not sure about that. But then again, you know, this is still like over a month before the season starts. So there's lots of things that can fall between then and now. In terms of the games offered, DraftKings, $1 million first place prize and a $5.5 million Millie Maker. $20 buy-in. And then I think I saw a 20 entry max, $3, $1 million contest out there, which is pretty impressive if they can pull that off at a 20 entry max. You know, I've kind of been of the opinion that I like that the lower dollar buy-ins do have entry limits. I just don't think all of them should have entry limits. Well, if you are somebody likes to play $1 or $2 games and you like to build 150 lineups in a lineup builder, you could do it on FanDuel. I looked over there, and their low-dollar GPPs for NFL still do have 150 max. Now, I hope FanDuel also goes forth and offers more and more limited entries. I think I saw 150 entry tournament out there, but I don't have a problem at all with them offering some 20 entry max at a low dollar level. But I am happy that I can still mess with lineup builder on FanDuel this year and not blow up my bankroll, because that's one of the things that I just love to do. And we can do it over there. So that's the latest updates for us today in regards to daily fantasy football. Preseason gets started in just I guess it already got started, but tomorrow's the big day. A bunch of games on the slate for tomorrow, so get excited. DFS football is pretty much here, boys and girls, and we're going to be unveiling our premium product here in the very not too distant future. So there's the NFL talk. Now the Roto Grinders talk for you, as we've just launched our premium chat. This is for any premium member of FanDuel, DraftKings, or Fantasy Draft, and this is something that should be pretty awesome for you to be able to talk with experts. We're going to have a schedule each and every day of guys like Notorious, Cheese, Meansy, Head Chopper, guys like that, who are going to be in the chat talking with you one-on-one about the slate. So that's pretty cool in a chat type of format. And then Kevin Roth is also going to have a dedicated channel over there in the premium chat where he's going to be giving updates. He's still going to do his morning forecast on Roto Grinders, but if you want the up-to-the-second information from him, you're going to have to be a part of the premium chat to do that. Last week for him here on Last Call, starting on Monday, he will just be giving those updates in the chat. So we wanted to basically strengthen our premium product and make it even better for those of you who do subscribe. So this is one of our ways to do that, is to make Kevin accessible to those people who are premium members. So be on the lookout for that starting next week. But the premium chat is here already. Just click chat at the top and you can check it out for yourself. And if you're not a premium subscriber, you should be, number one. And a number of different things. And again, we don't even have our NFL out, but remember, you can do $300 for the year. That's the price on the annual. And that gets you NFL, NBA, PGA, NHL, NBA. Did I say NBA twice? I don't know. Basically, every sport that we offer, MLB, you get it all for $300, and that's going to include all the bells and whistles and premium stuff that we have, and new stuff that's coming along for premium. So you can't beat the value in that. So certainly wanted to push that forward for people who have not subscribed. Better deal for you if you buy the annual as opposed to going monthly. But if you want to go monthly, you can do that. And remember, 7-day free trial. If you're interested in seeing if it's worthwhile, well, you get 7 days of it absolutely free. And the best bang for your buck on that is when you do it when you got sport crossover. So now you can do 7 days. You can get PGA and MLB. And not too long, you'll be able to get NFL, PGA, MLB, all that kind of stuff. So again, per month gives you everything. It's not per sport like I know a lot of people do. So therefore, check it out. Think you'll enjoy it. All right, let's get to baseball for tonight. We've got a 10-game slate here on the docket, and we'll start with our pitching options. Not a whole lot to get super excited about here just at the 7 o'clock slate. I think we're going to be actually spending up on bats potentially on DraftKings. And, you know, FanDuel, you don't have an 11K guy to look at it starting pitching. So let's get into it. We'll start with Gio Gonzalez here today. You know, the couple of models that I look at early in the morning when I get started with the research for the podcast had Gio Gonzalez as the play on single pitcher site FanDuel. But the interesting thing is neither of the two models that I looked at particularly liked him on DraftKings. So he's popping on one, maybe not on the other. And you look at the salary and he's 8,900 on FanDuel. He's over 11K on DraftKings. And with some maybe better value to be had at starting pitching on DK, I don't know if spending, I think I actually agree with what those models are saying here. So I'm okay with him on FanDuel, I suppose, for the salary you have on him. He's going against the Marlins. I said it last night, like, why do you pitch to Giancarlo Stanton? I don't care if men are in base. Right now you walk him, and he's going to be in a nice matchup versus Gio here, who, you know, he crushes lefties. He and Ozuna, Real Muto, all really good spots. That does worry me a little bit. I don't love the makeup of this slate, so I don't know how heavy I'm going to play it. Still got to chase some more PGA Millie Maker tickets tonight on DraftKings, so I'll take a shot on a handful of ticket queues over there. But I'm just not super comfortable with him, and maybe that sets me up a little bit better for playing DK than on FanDuel because he's really, really cheap over there. But he's been outstanding, no question about it, better than I think anybody's expectations have been on him so far this season. And, you know, his previous start came against Miami, and he gave you 29 DraftKings points in that game, had 24 against them a little bit earlier this season, and opened the season with 22. So he's gone over 20 in every single start versus them, DK points. So he certainly had their number this season. Moving on, Yankees and Blue Jays, Tanaka against Tepish. Man, Nick Tepish is in the league. Oh, my goodness. Stack the Yankees tonight. Nick Tepish is awful. Tanaka, you know, Blue Jays starting to, not as a team, they're not really hitting the ball well, but Donaldson obviously is right back to kind of what we saw a year ago over the last few weeks. Tanaka's been all right, you know, over 20 in three of his last four starts, 9,400 on DraftKings, 9,300 on FanDuel. On the road, though, in that stadium, I think I'm just probably going to punt, but I don't think he's out of play tonight. Detroit and Pittsburgh, Verlander, I just think this Detroit team quit. I mean, I just don't think they really care. I mean, Chad Kuhl dominated them yesterday, and the salary we get on him, it's pretty steep at 10-5, but he's been steady here, four consecutive games, over 23 DraftKings points, always pitches deep into the game, and this matchup versus Pittsburgh, it's okay. Total sitting at 9. If you want to spend up, you can go there. I think I'm saving likely a pitcher tonight. Porcello, Odorizzi, no thanks. Travis Wood, Wojciechowski, no thanks. Sean Newcomb and Jared Eichhoff. And I've got some interest in Sean Newcomb here a little bit. He's 7,200 on DraftKings, 6,900 over on FanDuel. Fantasy draft, he's checking in at 14-4. And I just don't think the Phillies are a good team. And I know they finally got to Teheran eventually in that game yesterday, but this guy's strikeouts, pretty impressive. 7 4 2/3, 4 5, 9 6, 5 5, 7 4. I think there's big strikeout upside here against the Phillies, and I like this kind of decreased salary. You've got the Braves as a -147 favorite, which is pretty significant for them. And I think Newcomb in a pretty good spot here. So I definitely like him today as an option for my teams. Colin McHugh against Miguel Gonzalez. Man, it sucked when you had Donaldson double-donging. You had Conforto home run. You had Freddie Freeman home run. You had Cespedes home run. That was how my day started yesterday for one FanDuel team that I had. I was like up to second in the Grand Slam again. And, you know, again, you can't get excited about anything where you are until the first games end. But this was like 6 innings in, and I'm like, oh, or maybe even 5 innings in. I'm like, okay, I got 4 home runs, and oh, what do you know? My pitcher hasn't even started yet. Boom, sauce. And then, lo and behold, I look, it's Dallas Keuchel, and I say, oh my goodness, what did I do? Dallas Keuchel, lefty versus the White Sox guy who's been terrible. He was cheap over there. And it was a GPP lineup, and I basically crossed my fingers because you saw what Sale and Kluber did yesterday. They just put up epic games, and pretty much every winning lineup was going to have one of those guys in them. And but 4 home runs, 5 home runs actually, I was like, okay, I got a shot here. Like, you got to have those home runs. And then Keuchel pooped himself in the opening inning, and then that was it. But Colin McHugh here gets the same White Sox team that I went down yesterday. and that I don't think is particularly good. And he pitched pretty well against Tampa his last outing. 6 strikeouts in 6 innings. 19 DraftKings points, didn't pick up the win. At 8,800, 86 on FanDuel, this isn't a terrible spot for them. And, you know, he's a minus 205 favorite. Miguel Gonzalez here on the mound for the White Sox. I think the Astros bats might wake back up. We saw George Springer return, and that's a strong lineup from top to bottom. So I like McHugh a little bit here in that 8K range. And then the guy that I think I'm going to have a lot of today, Brandon Woodruff today for Milwaukee. He might even be chalk on FanDuel. $5,900 is his salary there. FanDuel, he's a cheap option at $6,600. Good prospect, and he showed it in that last start against Tampa with 6 strikeouts in 6 innings. Did allow 7 hits and 9 walks, so there's some risk there. But 47 FanDuel points, 25 or so DraftKings points. He's just too cheap. Now, Minnesota's a team who's certainly been hitting the ball really well over the last week. They put up a ton of runs yesterday, but it's also a lineup that just doesn't scare me a whole lot from top to bottom. Bartolo is on the mound for Minnesota today, so you know the Brewers are going to be in a good spot to score runs. So I think Brandon Woodruff is a tremendous option tonight and a guy that I'm looking to roster a good bit. And then lastly, I kind of called it with the Dodgers in Arizona yesterday. I said that line stunk, and sure enough, you know, Jake Lamb went nuts. Diamondbacks get the W. And the line kind of stinks again today. Alex Wood, who's been a top-flight pitcher in this league this season, is minus 120 here against Arizona. Now, Zach Greinke's on the mound tonight, who's a little bit better pitcher, of course. And, you know, going against L.A., let me see if he's faced them this year. Third start of the year did not go well. Gave up 10 hits, only had 1 DraftKings point. But besides that, he's kind of been all over the map, and I'm not paying 11K for him against the Dodgers. I'm not going to do it. Just too expensive, and Dodgers can still hit. But I do feel like I would have expected LA to be like minus 140 favorites here in this matchup with how well they've been playing and how good Alex Wood is as a pitcher. And, you know, saw him have a bad start there against Atlanta, and then bounce back the last 2 games, 16 and 14, good, not great. Like, there's zero chance I'm using Alex Wood tonight. There's no chance I'm going to kind of go there because you almost wonder if, is it fatigue hitting him? Because he was rock solid for about a month straight, 2 months straight, and then last 3 starts have been lukewarm. 7 hits in 6 innings, 8 hits in 7 innings, only 2 Ks, 5 Ks. I don't think there's something wrong there with him, but Dodgers kind of on cruise control right now. You know, their best record in the league. You know, the favorites for sure, I think, to win the World Series this year. And I just expected different numbers than Vegas is putting forth here tonight. So I'm all off the pitchers in this game. Am I loading up against him? Probably not. Do I mind one-offs of J.D. Martinez and Paul Goldschmidt or A.J. Pollock against the lefty like Alex Wood? I don't. Those guys are great hitters versus lefties in a great ballpark here tonight. But I think they're just one-offs or a GPP stack is what I'd do with that. All right, let's get to the bats here today. And again, our friends at Fantasy Draft, I always tell you this, but just a reminder, if you don't like catcher, you don't have to play one over on Fantasy Draft tonight. But with that said, you might want to play a catcher today because I think there's a really good chance that Gary the Goat sends one out today against Nick Tepish. 352 WOBA, 216 ISO so far this season versus righties. And I really like him a good bit. 4,100 on FanDuel, 3,500 on DraftKings. Nope, flip that around. 4,100 on DraftKings, 3,500 on FanDuel. I think he's in a tremendous spot here tonight. And I think if you can make him fit, and you should be able to make him fit today based on how the makeup of this slate is, not really spending on pitching, he's a guy I would definitely be putting into my lineups. Hopefully the Kevin Smith min salary dong paid up for you yesterday as he went yard against Keuchel. Probably not rolling him out there today against Colin McHugh. I'd probably expect Omar Navarez to be on the mound or behind the plate for the White Sox tonight. Value-wise, though, let's see. Again, I'm not going to be dumpster diving probably tonight. Brian McCann looks a little cheap on Fan or on DraftKings at 3,500. He's 2,900 over there on FanDuel as well, so I don't mind the salary on him. I think Manny Pena against Bartolo Colon, really solid. 331 wOBA against righties this season and a 173 ISO. So he's hit that handedness really well this season. If you're looking for some Arizona exposure, I think he hit a home run yesterday, but Iannetta, solid numbers this season and limited at-bats versus lefties, but he's been good versus that handedness. So he's a guy to consider a little bit. But, yeah, give me some Gary Sanchez tonight. Love him and the Yankees. All right, let's keep going. Heading on over to first base today. And our boy Eric Thames is 3,700 on DraftKings, and he gets Bartolo Colon. You can sign me up for that one pretty much all day, every day. And I think he's certainly in an amazing spot. Price per dollar, he should be popping in most of your lineups here tonight. So definitely like Eric Thames today. Freddie Freeman against Jared Eichhoff, who's not great against left-handed pitching. And you look at Freeman, I mean, elite hitter. I called it yesterday. He was one of the most likely guys I felt to hit a home run, and he hit a home run. So I don't know if I feel as good about him today, but he's fine today. But 5,100 on DraftKings, very, very pricey. But against Eichhoff, I mean, 454 is the wOBA for him against righties so far this season. Just incredible. Zimmerman against Adam Conley for Washington. I like him a little bit tonight as well, with an over 300 ISO and 400 wOBA versus left-handed pitching so far this season. He has dominated that handedness of pitcher. Miggy Cabrera down to 3K on DraftKings. Oh, mama. Didn't think I'd see that. Ivan Nova on the mound for the Pirates tonight. You know, you look at Miggy, he's got, what, two hits in his last 6 games. That's not good, but, man, he could easily send one out. At 3K, you're not going to find much better value than that. So you could roll him out there. I'm not hating the play. Matty Adams again, potentially as well, against Eichhoff, his struggles versus lefties, and Adams solid versus right-handers this season. Goldschmidt, 5,500 is a big price to pay, but just, you know, really good numbers for his career versus lefty, so I get it. And that's probably it. I think you're going to see Thames is probably your chalky kind of cash game play against Bartolo Colon tonight. All right, moving on to second base. And we'll start with Jose Altuve tonight. You know, Miguel Gonzalez, 5,600, the salary for Altuve. But again, I think if you're using guys like Sean Newcomb today, or you know, going down to Brandon Woodruff, you might actually be able to afford a guy like him. So certainly, you know, you've got to look at things in perspective. Like, you might look at that salary and say, wow, that's huge. And it is huge when you've got Chris Sale, when you've got Corey Kluber, when you've got Max Scherzer, you've got Clayton Kershaw. But it kind of changes a little bit in my eyes when you've got, you know, Brandon Woodruff, who's way underpriced on the slate today. So Jose Altuve, pretty elite option for us tonight. I love picking on Bartolo Colon, but I just don't think that nerd Eric Sogard is a guy that I can ever roster. So I'm probably not going there today against Bartolo Colon if he is in the lineup tonight. Let's see. We've got Brad Miller against Rick Porcello at 2.5, super cheap price tag on him today. Could be in play for some of your lineups. This is a really bad spot. That's where, like, Altuve is just standing out as a superb play tonight. Let me give you one here, though. Let's see. Is it Josh Harrison? He's a guy to consider in this matchup versus the Yankees against Tanaka. Tanaka's all over the map. Like, he can get hit up. So I don't mind him a little bit at second base today. And if you're, let's see, that's probably all I'm looking at today. Let's keep it going. Second base is bad. I might just put Altuve on there and move on because, man, those names that I threw out there, they kind of sucked. So, see, I get a lot out of this too. Like, I hear what I'm talking about and be like, ugh, gross. Let me just do the obvious thing here and not get cute with it. Third base, again, on DraftKings, we've got Freddie Freeman as third base eligible, so he might fit your builds a little bit better there. But we get Travis Shaw today against Bartolo at home. He loves, you know, feasting on right-handed pitching. A 408 WOBA for Shaw this season against righties. 4,400 is not a cheap price tag, but he's a guy that I think is in a pretty darn good spot today. I don't hate Longoria as well against Rick Porcello. His numbers kind of swung a little bit. You know, for a while early on, he was just elite versus lefties. Righties is season 342, 189 ISO. So I like him tonight. Jed Jerko got off the schneid yesterday, so he's probably going to like he went from 5% owned yesterday to probably like 25 today at 2.9K. But again, do we need to pay up for pitching to afford that? I'm not really seeing it on today's slate. Hernan Perez over at third base and outfield as well against Bartolo. Could be a guy that you want to roster tonight. And yeah, those are the names that we've got. Oh, Todd Frazier versus Nick Tepish. Ooh, that's a sexy play tonight. I mean, I usually don't play a lot of Todd Frazier because he seems to be all or nothing. I think he's only got, what, one home run maybe since he's come over to the American League, maybe two. He might get one tonight against Nick Tepish. Tepish is, he's not good. All right, moving on to shortstop, and Didi Gregorius gets that matchup versus Tepish, and he's been outstanding versus righties. Really is progressing to a nice player, 381 WOBA, 235 on that isolated power. So I like him a good bit tonight. And we've talked previously about Zach Cozart against lefties, and he gets Travis Wood today, who's done, I think. He's just not a good pitcher anymore. 488, the WOBA, 328, the ISO for Zach Cozart. 4.6 is a big price tag to pay, but I think this is a reason why I'm looking to, like, pay down at pitching is because I'm just not loving the value plays for us at, you know, some of these positions, like second. Like, I don't want to play Alcides Escobar. I don't want to play nerdy Eric Sogard. I don't want to play those guys. Adam Rosales, no thanks. Don't want to play him. Miguel Rojas, no thanks. Don't want to play him. And those are like the price per dollar guys that are popping here. One name to throw out there, though, is Xander Bogaerts. You know, we've talked about him a lot here on the podcast, how he hasn't been good. But I did say yesterday he had hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 consecutive games. Well, yesterday he made it 8. And no, he did not make it extra bases. But he did have 3 of them, so 3 singles for him, added a stolen base and a run scored. Maybe he's starting to heat up a little bit. Too cheap on FanDuel tonight at 2,700 and playable on DraftKings at 3.2 if you're not going to go get Cozart. Okay, let's final spot for us moving to the outfield. Yes, JD Martinez versus a lefty has just great, great numbers. Again, you can use Thames at outfield on DraftKings as well. He's got dual eligibility. So those guys really, really pop for me. Price per dollar, maybe on DraftKings, Corey Dickerson against Rick Porcello. Porcello just not good. Gives up a ton of hard contact. Maybe been a better at points throughout the year, but you know, this isn't the guy who won the Cy Young a year ago, and he's 3,400. That's just way too cheap. So a nice fair and balanced salary on him today against Rick Porcello. Aaron Judge, I'm fitting him in every lineup I think I have on DraftKings tonight. If I'm setting the, we'll see what the prop is on him, but he's going to hit a home run tonight. Like me some Aaron Judge. Let's see a few other names for us in the outfield. Ryan Braun, 4,300, again, against Bartolo. I mean, there's your outfield. Dickerson, Judge, Braun. Like, that feels like it should be your outfield. You've got a smoking hot Giancarlo Stanton against a lefty, so I get it. Just pitch around him, and then I don't get regret that I don't play him. Just pitch around him, please. But if he's getting to get pitched around, then he's going to get on base. You know, might not be a bad cash option because if they pitch to him, he'll probably send it yard. if they pitch around him, he'll at least get on base and maybe score some runs or something for you. So he's I don't think he's going to get you a zero tonight by any measure. So, yes, those are definitely, again, I think outfield's pretty cut and dry tonight in terms of who you want to roster. Mookie Betts, $4,500, big salary on him tonight, but we can make it work here potentially. He is on my list of options. Let's see. Adam Duvall hit a home run a couple days ago. Gets Travis Wood tonight. Big number on next to him tonight, but pretty good matchup here versus Travis Wood. And a decent implied run total. And Josh Reddick as well tonight. Batting third. 5K is a monster number to pay. But we've got an implied run total close to 6 for Houston. So didn't do a whole lot yesterday. That could easily change quickly tonight. All right, there you go. That's the outlook for your contests this Wednesday evening. We thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dan_Bach. Check us out over there on SiriusXM tomorrow. That's right. No podcast for me tomorrow because I got the call up to do the 10 o'clock show on Sirius. So me and Beer are going to be chatting tomorrow, get you ready for some preseason football, and be on the lookout for that tomorrow morning over on the old SiriusXM. And of course, Grinders Live today. We got early show happening right now in progress, and then, of course, 4:30, 5:30 going live with you as well then. But I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening. Back again Friday. Mangone's going to have you covered as I'm heading to Chicago for the FanDuel final. But I'll catch you back here on the podcast next week, and appreciate Fantasy Draft for all their support. Go over to their site, play on there, and allow us to continue to bring you free content here on RotoGrinders.com. Till next time, I'm Dan Bach, wishing best of luck tonight through the weekend. We will see ya.